بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد regards to Lailatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, distinction, power, different translations ulama give. As the Shaykh has mentioned, hadith number 4, looking for Lailatul Qadr. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taharraw Lailatul Qadr fil witri min al-ashri al-awakhiri min Ramadan. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seek and look for Lailatul Qadr among the odd numbered nights of the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Seek and look for Lailatul Qadr among the odd numbered nights of the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Note, we now come to the question, when is Lailatul Qadr? We are all waiting for that night. If Allah Ta'ala blesses us, Alhamdulillah, we will get the reward of more than 83 years of ibadat, 1,000 months. The above hadith commands us to look for it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. According to the majority of ulama, the last 10 nights starts on the 21st night. Whether the month of Ramadan consists of 29 or 30 days, we just call it the last 10 nights, could be 9 nights also. One should seek Lailatul Qadr on the 21st, 23rd, 25th, tonight is the 25th, 27th or the 29th night. If the month is 29 days, then two of these will be regarded as the last 10, the Akhir Ashara. A great learned alim, Ibn Hazm rahmatullah alayhi, has a different opinion, saying that the word Ashara, which means 10 in Arabic, English we translate as 10, that the word Ashara as used in the hadith means 10. As such, the above calculation will only be correct when the month of Ramadan consists of 30 days. However, when there are only 29 days in the month, as often happens, the last 10 days in the month will commence with the 20th night, according to his view. Ibn Hazm rahmatullah alayh, he says then, well, obviously we won't know. He will not know how many days will be in the month of Ramadan. So we only come to know at the end that in reality, Lailatul Qadr should have been from the 20th night. So he says the last 10 days in the month will commence with the 20th night. According to this calculation, it will mean that the unevenly numbered nights will be 20, 22, 24, 26, and 28th night. With due respect to a greatly learned alim like Ibn Hazm rahmatullah alayh, however, the majority of ulama do not agree with this view. The reason being that i'tikaf is sunnah during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, not from the 20th. All the ulama are of the same opinion that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to commence the i'tikaf on the 21st night of Ramadan in search of Lailatul Qadr. So i'tikaf was for that, to look for the night of Qadr. Thereafter, the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi gives advice and he says, there is great possibility of Lailatul Qadr being on the odd nights from the 21st onwards. There is also the likelihood that it could fall during the last 10 nights, the last 10 nights altogether. The best advice one can give here is that one should spend each night from the 20th onwards. There is a car that is blocking, please remove the vehicle. N19, RF4, N19. Is that okay? N19. So Hazrat gives advice and he says, though there is great possibility of Lailatul Qadr being on the odd nights from the 21st onwards, that's on the odd nights, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, there is also the likelihood that it could fall during the last 10 nights. The best advice one can give here is that one should spend each night from the 20th onwards in ibadah, so that one may be sure of having acquired the blessings of Lailatul Qadr. 10 or 11 nights is definitely not so difficult if one looks at the great reward that is granted. And as it mentions in poetry form, O Urfi, if it is wailing that will bring me to the beloved, O Urfi, if it is wailing and crying that will bring me to the beloved, then in the hope of reaching, I will cry for 100 years. The crying will bring me to my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will do it. Then I'm prepared to cry for 100 years. So what is there of 10? 11 nights. To cry a bit, and that throughout the whole night. Some portion of the night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give us the reward of more than 80 years of ibadah. So this is the time we have, my dear brothers, to capitalize in these last few nights of the month of Ramadan. Already 25th, we only have two more odd nights, 27 and 29. So as much as we can do Quran tilawat, dhikrullah, as we mentioned before, now we're going up also, Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anna, every now and then. Call unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, whole night just to come out, one ayat of Quran Sharif, one ayat of Quran. In tu'adhibhum fa'innahum ibaduk. Ya Allah, if you punish them, if you punish the believers, fa'innahum ibaduk, they're only your slaves. Whereas they're going around, ma yaf'alullah bi'adabikum, what is there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish you? In shakartum ma'amantum, if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you believe in Him, there's no need for Allah ta'ala to punish you. So whole night you will cry, in tu'adhibhum fa'innahum ibaduk, wa in taghfir lahum. And oh Allah, if you forgive them, then you're all powerful, you're all wise. Ya Allah, you can forgive. But sometimes also, in crying to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, just take one dua. It can be repeated. And repeat, Allahumma innaka afoon, 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 afoon. Till He strikes the heart. Till He strikes the heart. That's why we learn from our honorable and beloved Shaykh, Dam Barakatuhu, that at least one sajda in the day, at least one sajda in the day, prolong it a little bit longer until you feel a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usually we're rushing now. Subhana rabbiyal a'la, subhana rabbiyal a'la, subhana rabbiyal a'la. Maybe up. But continue. Subhana rabbiyal a'la, subhana rabbiyal a'la. Until you feel a little bit the breath is getting a bit faster and the heart is missing a beat and now the connection is coming slowly. So at least one sajda in the day. Prolong it. Now we have the whole night, subhanallah. The whole night, don't rush it. Don't run for numbers. Salatul tasbih, then I'll do so much. Make it quantity. Not quantity, make it quality. Make it quality. Even two rakats also. Quran tilawat also in the rush of finishing khadams. The better we relax, read nicely, enjoy the Quran tilawat. Alhamdulillah, really enjoy my Quran Sharif. Talking to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this in numbers only. It's now in making the connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And I read so much, but there is no connection. I didn't feel anything. I just read. One is a person sits down with all the adab, kiss Quran Sharif, use the miswak, apply itar. I'm sitting now in the court of Allah, speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grand court of Allah. Allah has invited me. With all tawajjuh, make all the intentions, I'm making door, and I'm speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran tilawat, I'm getting a reward for every letter. I make all the niyats, and now I'm speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and enjoy the Quran tilawat, not just to finish the para, not just to finish the para, but to enjoy the para, to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this will make the night valuable. Otherwise, in chasing numbers, you're going to get tired. I thought I'll do more. The two rakats, enjoy it. Even you read our last 10 surahs, there'll be no alam tara going down in one rakat. Second rakat, read the same 10 surahs again. But enjoy it, take your time. I know it when in the path of Allah and Jamaat, we learnt it, alhamdulillah, so I know it well. So take your time and recite it. The 10 surahs, one rakat, second rakat, 10 surahs again. In this way now, this quality ibadat, and I will feel it. That alhamdulillah, I try to do something, take our time for dua, wa zikrullah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. We'll start the next session by 10:15, inshallah. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.